U.S. President Donald Trump is publicly voicing suspicion that Iran might have accidentally shot down a Ukrainian airliner, killing all 176 people on board. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, U.S. intelligence officials are saying the theory is highly likely.
I have my suspicions.
At a White House event, President Trump refused to say exactly what he believes happened to the Ukrainian jet, but two U.S. officials citing all 176 people on board.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
Iranian investigators say the pilots never made a distress call, and the aircraft was turning back for the airport when it went down in flames.
Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says a missile strike is one of several possible theories. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration is firing back at lawmakers who are upset about the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general. We get details from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The lawmakers say even after classified briefings, the administration has not provided enough evidence that General Qasem Soleimani was an imminent threat to U.S. personnel in the region. This is Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Vice President Pence says they can't release all the intelligence. Rita Foley, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices in positive territory with about an hour left in the trading day. The Dow is up 0.7%, the S&P is up 0.64%, and the NASDAQ has added 0.71%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following an Interpol-issued notice against him, Lebanese prosecutors have issued a travel ban for fugitive ex-Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn, and they have asked him to hand in his French passport after a nearly two-hour interrogation over the financial misconduct. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The prosecutors also formally asked Japanese authorities for their file on the charges against Ghosn in order to review the case because he was not authorized to talk to reporters. Stating that he trusts the Lebanese judicial system more than the Japanese one, Ghosn also said he wanted to stay in Lebanon and has no issues to hand in his passport. Lebanon and Japan do not have an extradition treaty, and the Interpol notice does not require that Lebanese authorities arrest him. The authorities say Ghosn entered Lebanon on a valid passport, casting doubt on the possibility they would hand him over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Australian authorities urged another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast on Thursday as a return of hot weather fanned huge brush fires. Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That's Ciara Lee reporting. President Donald Trump on Thursday proposed rolling back U.S. environmental enforcement of a law that reduces federal oversight of many major projects from pipelines to commercial development to speed the approval process.
The United States will not be able to compete and prosper in the 21st century if we continue to allow a broken and outdated bureaucratic system hold us back from building what we need.
The change would mean a range of predominantly privately funded and managed projects would not have to assess the environmental impact of their work or brief the public on them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the move gives polluters free rein.
This means more polluters will be right there next to the water supply of our children. That's a public health issue.
Environmental groups say the changes will exempt polluters from public scrutiny of their projects. And Buck Henry, the versatile writer, director, and character actor who co-wrote and appeared in The Graduate, has died in Los Angeles. He was 89. Henry's wife said that he died of a heart attack. He also helped Mel Brooks create the classic spy sitcom Get Smart and was a regular on Saturday Night Live. I'm David Byrd.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits.